And we're live.
We're live.
What's up, everybody? Tucker and the Beard back again.
Hello, hello.
With another movie review.
Can we call it that?
Yes, yes we can. Because it is a movie, and we are reviewing it.
All right.
So, it actually brings up something that I feel like we should discuss with everybody.
Yes.
And that is... Not every movie is released in theaters.
Rightfully so.
Oh, hush your mouth. Starting in real quick.
I can't help it. It used to be
the case that when, you know, when a movie didn't hit the theater, it's because there was something terribly wrong with it. And then there are those that, you know, should have gone straight to VHS
back in the day. I was going to say, you stole that before I could. It was like straight VHS.
But the world is changing rapidly. And, you know, we're starting to see films with big name casts, big name directors going straight to the new streaming services such as, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. They're all coming out with their own original movies and content. And we figured we should at least give them a shot.
Yeah, I think in the last episode you had kind of run your mouth and had said if people want us to watch Bird Box.
That we would.
And they did. Yeah, you had seen it before.
I had. Once,
prior to making that statement.
Mm-hmm.
I had not. I enjoy my time too much to... No, I'm kidding.
So you can see already that
which direction this is going.
One of us was not as big of a fan of the film as the other one. So I think this is healthy for our relationship. It proves to everybody out there that no, we don't always agree on everything, right?
Yeah, so it's
and some, we don't have to.
Yeah, so some fans took you up on that and had said yes.
Do it.
We want a review of Bird Box. And
so here we are.
I sat down and watched it.
No pun intended.
So for those who aren't, so I feel like we're kind of behind the eight ball on this one. It's already been out for a while, but
it's not as trending as it was, you know, obviously when it first came out.
Right. So a little bit of it, it is a Netflix original.
Yep.
Starring Sandra Bullock.
That's pretty much it.
Of Speed fame.
I went straight from Speed. Skipped over, you know, Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Arguably her greatest work.
you're just pulling out Miss Congeniality, yeah. Her best work.
It had John Malkovich playing
John Malkovich. Yeah. So it was a... I'm not even going to say scary movie, but suspenseful, apocalyptic movie where essentially people are seeing something that
something's out there that, and if you see it, you kill yourself.
Yes, it is you. Yeah, commit. You are not in your right mind. It kind of takes over you and makes you commit suicide. In some brutal ways.
But at first I was really, so I'm not going to say it was like, oh, it's my favorite movie by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm going to have to walk out right now if that's what you,
but I didn't think it was all that bad from just a being an actual movie standpoint. I was really nervous at the beginning. I went in with some real preconceived notions that this was going to be another The Happening.
Okay.
From M. Night Shyamalan, starring the one and only Mark Wahlberg. Where, you know, I was like, I hope that they don't go down the same path, and they didn't. Listen, okay. I think that it was an okay movie. I think it actually was... It was certainly heads above the normal, what as kids we would expect from a straight to home viewing type of film,
which is bad.
Yeah, those were terrible.
Right. So you're saying that
or they came on orange. It was better than bad.
It was better than terrible. Yes, is what you're saying.
It was better than bad.
Okay. Well, I
much
was,
like much like the. So again, going back, a lot of the movies that I saw that came straight to VHS came on orange colored VHS tapes from Nickelodeon.
Right. I was like, it was better than Land Before Time 4, is what you're saying.
I'll argue to say it was better than the original Land Before Time. Thank you very much.
Well, now we're going down a different prehistoric rabbit hole on that one. I would not agree with that.
So listen, my here's I know, where it falls apart.
For I was like,
me. Here's where it falls apart.
You're
for me,
you're personally. giving your thing. I get it.
Is that it? Just didn't go anywhere. It didn't have the ending was anticlimactic.
Yes,
like the peak of the film, just it never really happened for me.
Right. It was like you're waiting around for an Uber driver that just never shows up.
Yeah, or like they show up on a Vespa.
Right. You're just like, wow. Okay.
Like, I mean,
well, I'm not giving you 5 stars.
It'll work, but it's not getting a 5-star review.
Right. So my thing, it had kind of been built up. It had kind of gotten a cult following, so to speak. A whole bunch of people were.
And we'll talk about my theories on that closer to the end of why it has this quote unquote cult following.
All right. So I had looked at this movie previously. I enjoyed A Quiet Place, which is a movie that came out,
okay,
you know, 2018, where it was aliens, monsters, or whatever, and you couldn't make a sound.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, this is pretty much just a ripoff of A Quiet Place. This time you just can't see, and they had to blindfold themselves, you know, so they couldn't see
what people were seeing.
Right.
You know, and we know, you know, early in the movie that people are seeing something because, you know, you got these people who are just, you know, they're like, so beautiful. And then, or, you know, they're talking to maybe a lost loved one, and then all of a sudden their entire demeanor changes and they go do something terrible to themselves.
Right. And again, I think that there's some hidden meanings of this movie, but this was like, to me, the sci-fi channel version of A Quiet Place. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know that you're. I'm not going to say that you're wrong, but I'm not gonna fully agree with you on it.
Right.
On
Every that. Once in a while, they get some, you know, A-list actors like Steve Guttenberg to come in.
Stop it.
And I don't know. That's the first one I could think of because I saw him not that long ago in a preview for it, and he's the Goot. But they get some A-list actors, you know, to come in and do that. Listen, Sandra Bullock got paid a whole lot of money for doing this movie. And
yeah, she did.
Like, good for her. Like, has nothing to, but she did not bring her Sandra Bullock A game. She showed up.
I would like
work.
To preface
she
this
punched,
by saying,
she punched the clock and
she showed up.
And she's like,
I'm going to preface this by saying, like, I'm not exactly a huge Sandra Bullock fan at all.
Okay.
I enjoyed this movie as much as I possibly could. Because there was, again, were there holes in the plot? Yeah. Was there an issue cinematically with the plot itself and the entire story, how it went along?
The funny part is you're like, it was a decent movie except for the storyline.
No, the storyline was good. It just could have been written a little bit better.
The acting, not so good. Like, listen, Sandra Bullock phoned it in. John Malkovich showed up just being John Malkovich. He was on lunch break.
He doesn't have to show up and do anything special,
right?
Because he always plays the same character, which is John Malkovich.
Right. And he's like, Malkovich.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, so other than that, there wasn't really any, other than, I'm going to say, is it his character, that Henry Wu? That's his Jurassic Park character.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Okay, you bring it up.
We've got it right here.
But he was in it for
maybe.
He was in it for what, like 10 minutes,
something like that.
10 minutes.
BD Wong.
There you go. Other than those three, there wasn't really a whole lot.
There wasn't a lot of star power, and again, I think, I said I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to. I liked more about what this movie represents than the movie itself.
And like I said before, like I'm not disagreeing that
I don't want to go into politics, but
I think we all thank you for that.
And so I won't, but I think it's great what our current president means for the political climate of our country going forward.
You're going there.
I am, because I have to, because it makes the point.
Right. No, okay? I'm not
a huge fan of him as a human being. I don't think he's a super great guy. We'd probably never be friends. Okay? But
sorry, that's a sitcom I need to see.
Oh, Trump and the Beard. It'd be like a buddy cop
film. That'd be a horrible buddy cop film.
I like that he represents a disruption to the norm.
Right.
And for the same reason, I like what this movie represents in a disruption from the norm. Movie theater prices have risen at twice the rate of inflation over the last 10 years. It's getting more and more expensive just to go to the movies. You and I both have families.
Right.
So you know what it costs.
Right.
You know, I've got to have a crisp $100 bill almost for me and my entire family to go to the movies.
Right.
And it's getting a little bit out of control.
Right.
And so I like that that Netflix is acting as a disruptor in this industry by starting to bring in
their own
more firepower with original content. You know, they've proven that they can help produce original content. They did great with the Marvel stuff.
Right.
And now they're actually bringing in some heavy hitters. There's a Scorsese film premiering on Netflix later this year.
No, and I think I agree.
With Al Pacino.
Okay.
I mean, and Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Like, that's a...
No, I'm just kidding.
That's a heavy-hitting gangster film.
Yeah, no,
it's going to release only on Netflix. No, I think that's tremendous.
All for that and agree as far as Netflix bringing that. It was just the movie itself.
Again,
for what it was, I'm glad I streamed it. If I would have gone to the movies and actually so watched.
We can't use our normal rating system here because it's only available one way.
Yeah, so it's either going to be stream it or skip it.
Skip it. And
if it's free, I don't, whatever.
There's worse content on Netflix that was produced by big studios.
And I'm not disagreeing at all. It was just one of those things that I wanted a blindfold for myself about halfway through the movie. And just, go, all right, it is what it is. Because I was hoping it was building to something.
That was the problem. Is it?
And it got to the
climax, just wasn't credits, the climax.
Yeah. The credits went, and I go, okay. So
it was kind of like it was kind of like a bad date. It was, you have high expectations and then you just go, oh.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. It was just okay. So that was the thing.
It's a 10 in the profile picture. And a 6 in real life.
Yeah, it was like, oh, it's building up. All right. Okay.
A lot of hype.
That's like, oh.
And
that's how you chose to end it, huh?
Okay. Yeah. I think there have been movies that are decent that were spoiled by bad writing. Yeah.
I was like, give me some duct tape and a napkin and let me make my version of that movie. Like, okay.
So you'll sit here right next to me. Consistently and defend Ben Affleck and Daredevil.
Listen, for what it was at the time before the MCU, and it was its own little thing. You know what?
It was a good premise.
Yeah.
That had some clunky writing.
It was better than Bird Box.
Equal at best. In overall quality, equal at best.
It's like I don't even know you right now.
I don't even know you no more. No, I believe that. As far as, again, think of what Daredevil was for comic book movies at the time.
Right.
This is the same principle. And it was just as good. That movie sucked, bro.
And you're saying that Bird Box.
It's bringing I'm liking something how
you're
more
making
the
analogy of, you know, not being able to see. I don't know if you're intentionally doing that. So I'm trying to like quickly think and just be like, listen.
No, I think that it's done. It's doing the same thing. It's a progress point for, but instead of for a genre,
right?
Like Daredevil was, it's more of a conceptual bookmark. Yeah, you know, this is a plot on the map, and I think it represents some really exciting things to come.
Right. There, Netflix is bringing a lot of stuff to the table, a lot of original movies, a lot of TV shows. My wife and I are always sitting there watching, you know, Netflix originals. We just watched the other one I was telling you about, that You, which is weird.
Yeah, I do. I want to check that out. They, yeah. I think they've really found a stride with their kind of series-based content. Right. I think they're doing really, really well with that. And they're being able to attract, you know, some decent directors now. There's a lot of really cool stuff planned for streaming release, you know, and so, I think a lot of them, you know, the big three really, which is Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix.
Right.
Amazon earlier this year released the Jack Ryan.
Yeah, that
was, which was amazing.
Oh yeah, I was like, we could go rounds about that one. That show's awesome. I'm counting down until season two.
Yeah. Hulu won Emmys for A Bridesmaid's Tale.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean...
Handmaid's Tale,
excuse me.
It's like Bridesmaid's Tale is a completely different movie.
That's a different movie.
Completely different movie.
Yeah,
I'm like, so, I don't think they could take credit for that.
They're winning awards with this content.
Yeah, so is Netflix. Netflix is winning, you know, a whole bunch of awards.
Hulu
and so
has partnered up with Stephen King, and they've been doing some like short run limited series with him. They're not the standard scary stuff that people think of Stephen King about. It's more of his mystery stuff. They did one with James Franco, 11/22/63, I think is the name.
Oh, yeah. He was
about the dude who goes back in time to try and stop the Kennedy assassination. They did an incredible job with it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
time travel movies like The Lake House. Sandra Bullock. Segway.
No. Was it The Lake House or was it the astronaut's wife or something like that?
I don't think she was in that.
Okay.
She was in The Lake House with some Keanu Reeves. The vampire himself.
The man does not age.
He doesn't. I watched Point Break the other day. You know, the original Fast and Furious. I was watching that the other day. And anybody wants to go rounds about that one, come fight me.
Prove me wrong. We should have an entire episode devoted just to that, I think.
Yeah. Because then there's Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, talking about jumping a shark.
Your conspiracy theory regarding Point Break and the Fast and the Furious goes super
deep. It goes
deep.
Oh, it goes way
really
deep.
And
it's the exact same movie. The exact same movie. Switch out surfboards and race cars. There it is. And your silence answers everything.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I just think it's
Paul Walker
time and place.
Yeah, Paul Walker lets Vin Diesel go. I wanted him to be Vio con Dios. That's the only like. Come on, man. It's the exact same movie. Exact. Anyway,
we should do a comparison on the original version and the reboot someday.
Of Point Break?
Yeah.
I refuse to watch the new one. It doesn't exist. Does not exist.
You're such a snob.
Oh, no.
Such a snob.
It does not exist.
Back to the point. Because I think we're going to do more Netflix, you know, or streaming editions of our show. Because I think we'd be silly to ignore the platforms as far as what movies we're talking about.
Right. And there is some good stuff on there, just in my opinion, not Bird Box. But I do appreciate
you're a free American, man.
It's all smooth sailing from there. Listen, you can put any kind of movie on there and just like, well, better than Bird Box.
It wasn't Bird Box.
Listen, there was some cool parts about the movie where I was like, oh, like something. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, one part in particular, because it was, I think you can probably agree that they're a little bit of the kind of underlying tones of, you know, mental illness. And
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't at least have a conversation about that.
Right. So as far as those tones to the movie and everything, yeah, I can appreciate it. It was just one of those things. Like, they never really address things, and the movie just kind of ends.
I'll say they didn't fall as short because, so M. Night Shyamalan kind of tried to do the same thing with The Happening, but instead it was the environment versus, you know, the topic of mental illness.
Right.
Which is becoming more and more of an issue.
Agreed.
And I don't think it missed its target as much as Shyamalan missed his target.
Well, I was going to say, because in this one, it was, say normal Joe Blow citizen when they saw... Listen, this is the other thing. They never go to the reveal of the monster or the creature, which is part of it. I get that.
Okay.
I get that. I know where you're going to go. Yeah. That's part of it. But everyone's like the wind chasing them and like leaves and stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, I can get the symbolism and the Tim Burton artsy fartsy stuff. I get it. But it's one of those things of like, it's never revealed at the end of like quiet. No, that's the difference between doesn't. Like
yeah.
Quiet Place. At the end of Quiet Place, you see the monster and then you find out that it's weakness.
Well, and I think that that's the difference between the two movies.
Yeah. In one was itself, good.
One was supposed to show you the monster.
Right. One was good.
And the other one was Bird Box. Bird Box never intended to show you what these monsters look like.
And I get that. That's the
because art. We don't see what those monsters truly are for right. people. And we don't know. Yeah, you know, I think
they see it. Right.
How they see it and how people who are experiencing that, what it looks like in their eyes.
Right. But I think it would have been an extra kind of ending thing if there was some kind of, this is how we beat it. This is how, you know, but it was just kind of like, eh.
Hey. But we haven't.
Well, and I'm going to, you know what, spoiler thing as far as this movie, because yeah. if you haven't watched it by now,
you've had plenty of opportunities. So
the end of the movie, this whole entire build is them ending up at
a school for the blind.
School for the blind. And it's like, they're still okay. Like, it literally changes nothing. The monster's still out there.
Absolutely. The monster is still out there.
They can still see. It's not like they're... Yeah, so all in all, like, they just have a new place to, like, live.
Yes.
They're not safe.
But again, with the...
Just because those people are blind.
They're safer because, again, going into the deeper meaning of it is, I think it's important. They're safe because they're around people who have built a place where they're protected.
But they're protected because they can't see.
Exactly. But there are people who can. You know, it's very sheltered, even though they can go outside like they couldn't
it's
before.
Covered,
it's
right.
covered.
With plants.
There's protection there for people. Those are the blind people at the end of the movie are people who aren't suffering from the same affliction as the people who are.
Right. It's a happier place to live.
Yeah. They've built a shelter for the people who are experiencing this issue.
Right.
And that's the metaphorical standpoint, I think, of the whole thing is, right. Yeah, even the trip down the river, the whole thing, it all speaks volumes.
Right. No, and I said that there is some, you know, I caught the underlying tones or whatever, but then it's like the movie ends because, and again, spoiler, it ends up because Sandra Bullock is with these two children. One is hers and one is another lady that
yeah.
sees the thing and ends up, you know, committing suicide. So she has these two kids. And then it cuts to 5 years later is when they're going down the river to grandma's house, whatever.
Yeah.
To the school. But some kids are named Boy and Girl. Like, she, like, 5 years later, the kids are five. And she's just like,
yeah,
Boy and Girl. And it's just kind of like, okay. And then the end is like giving them names. They're at a school for the blind. Credits.
And if, see, I understood it differently. I think.
That it's
she named them. Right. Well, no, it's not just that. She She named them boy and girl because in her state, she had an issue creating attachments.
Right. And I get, I saw it that way. And I got the symbolism of it. But it was kind of like,
and she gets to the place and she's able to
relax,
heal a little bit.
Right.
And then she gives the kids names.
Right.
You know, so there's the symbolism, I think, is more important than the movie itself. And certainly deeper than the movie itself.
Right. Because it was just one of those movies where I sat there and I'm like, okay, cool. I want to sit there and like it. And I think even after it ended, I was trying to convince myself. Like, I didn't, like, absolutely hate it. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen, ever. But I'm
saying, seen Howard the Duck.
I would watch Howard the Duck right now. Oh, my God. Come on.
I'm questioning.
Listen, you can't.
Questioning so many things.
Listen, you can't put.
Howard the Duck was so terrible.
I couldn't.
I said it.
I couldn't put Howard the Duck in right now for like my kids and expect them to. Like, it's 80s.
But it was bad nonsense. Even then. It was bad then. And it did not age well.
That's not a movie that's going to sit there and age well. There's certain movies that take place, like 80s movies that you grow up with, that you go, oh my gosh, like Howard the Duck. Is it nonsense? Yeah, it's nonsense. Like, but it's like a good childhood.
Now I will admit that Howard the Duck wasn't trying to be important.
Right.
This movie, I think, while it had an important message, tried too hard. Yeah. And it focused more on the undertones than it did on the actual movie itself. And that's where this movie fell apart.
Yeah, I think some slight tweaks it could have been.
It could have been great.
It could have been a great little flick. And
yeah.
But I got done and I was like,
okay. Like I said, I think they focused too much actually on the undertones that they were trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
And they just never made a good movie about it.
Right. I was like, I'm not going to say it was good. I'm not going to say it was horrible. But it was just one of those things where I'm like, oh,
my I've gosh. Seen worse and paid for it.
Right. That I was going to say, if I had gone to the movie theater to watch this movie and paid, and I don't know if you would agree with me or not, at the end of it, I would have been like,
I probably would not have gone and seen this in the theater.
Oh, no.
Just, first of all, that's not the type of movie
Yeah.
But it's typically not the type of movie that I enjoy going to see in the theater.
Yeah. Listen to Daylan.
You shut your mouth, Daylan.
Seriously. Do it.
Do it.
Let me.
I wouldn't have paid money to go see this.
Right.
Or if I did, I would have been disappointed. Not as disappointed as other movies that I've seen in the theater, though.
I would have been more disappointed if I had gone and paid movie in the movie theater, you know, to sit down and watch it. As opposed to this one where I was like, well, at least it was free. You know, I would have been like, oh my God, I spent $1 at Redbox to watch this. My God, what else could I have spent this dollar on? So for what it was, for where it's at, for streaming, great. You know, I'll get $8 out of Netflix.
Regardless.
In some other way.
Yeah.
I probably already have for the month. So what it is, and where it's at.
Six. You need to work more. Just
truth.
But no, I mean, again, I like what the movie was trying to say and what it represents for the industry as a whole more than I like the movie.
Right. And what I'm saying is I agree with you and what it represents for Netflix and bringing, you know, more original good movie content.
Yeah.
Underline good, you know, good movie. But it's one of those things. What is he saying now?
No, Daylan, we are not being sponsored by Netflix. This is not an advertisement.
If they want to, though.
Had you joined in at the beginning of the broadcast, you would have known that we're introducing a new segment today called Netflix and Chill with Tucker and the Beard.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing. No, you know, so to get the challenge of watching this movie and sitting down and doing it, I like what it represents of bringing original content to the streaming services. I just don't like it for representing good movies. Like, it wasn't... Yeah,
it was not a great film.
Listen, Netflix is going to kick out a lot of other good movies, and yeah, great.
Yeah, we didn't throw Warner Brothers to the wolves the first time they made a bad movie.
Which has happened
a lot.
Multiple times.
And I'm only using that particular studio, but they've all done it. They've all released some bombshells.
Oh, yeah.
you know, just the second two Batman movies were two of the worst.
I'll watch it for free. I watched it on Netflix. So it's streaming. I didn't have to pay specifically for that movie.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, again, I like what it represents for the industry as a whole going forward.
Yeah.
I like that they tried to start a conversation about an important topic. I just think they could have done it better.
I think
they could have made a better film out of it.
Right. If they would have hit those bullet points better.
Yeah.
And brought up why the, and kind of segueing back to what we were talking about, is the people with mental illnesses, it didn't affect them the same way.
Yeah.
They saw it more of like a god or a deity and wanted other people to see it and became, you know, they were able to still live functionally, at, you know, out and about, just they were, you know, not mentally right.
Yeah.
So it affected them differently. I wish it would have hit those points of why.
Yeah, I think they could have explained those people better.
Right. And what this is. There was like the kind of comic booky grocery store guy that was like, hey, I'm writing a movie about monsters and you see the fear. It's like, but it never like, yep, he was right.
Mm-hmm.
It never talks about it. It never, you're not given any kind of thing. So that's why I was like, it could have been so much better if at the end, the big reveal of.
Yeah, they could have replaced that 5 years later scene with a little bit more explanation.
What happened? Why?
I agree with that. And again, I think the ending could have been a bit more climactic than it was.
Yeah, that's what I say. If I just a little bit more, like you're taking me through the, you know, the rapids of this ride of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to the end and go, you know what? I'm glad I stuck that out. At the end, I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
It was a thing. I think, again,
I get to go talk about this and I don't
really liked it. I liked that they brought up a topic that I think we all could talk about more.
Yeah.
I think they could have still made a better movie out of it than they did.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I'm glad that they made the movie. I just wish they would have done a little bit better.
Right. That's what I was saying. It was almost there. And I think that's why I was like, I'm in for the ride, you know, but I was going to say at the end of the day, it wasn't my cup of tea.
Not your cup of tea.
That was for you. Yeah.
You know, and not to get, you know, after school special, but if you need help, call somebody.
Yeah,
seriously.
Definitely.
I think that if nothing else, it got that conversation going.
Yeah, I just wish that it would have just hit, if it would have just stuck the landing.
Yeah.
A little bit, and just addressed the fact why, you know.
There's a couple with mental, missing key points.
Yeah, there was a really cool, like, midway through the movie with a guy that gets into the house that has, you know, mental issues, and it kind of goes sideways. It's just, it would have really stuck the landing if they just explain the movie. If you could, like, so right now,
tying that guy up and interrogating him, you know, which John Malkovich is great at doing that kind of stuff.
John Malkovich is Malkovich.
They wasted some talent there.
But at the end of it, you know, I was like, what's the point? You know, there was no real.
We didn't get any good information. You know, I think if, it's again going back to the undertones of the movie. That was the one thing that at least for me, I didn't feel like it explained it well enough.
Right, and no, we didn't chill together and watch Netflix.
We chill to you separately. If we do.
We're chilling right now.
We're chilling
and discussing
right now.
Netflix. But yeah, that's the only way. Like, got to the end, I was like, okay, it's gonna have like a pretty cool little ending and explain what all this is, and it just didn't.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, did I miss
big
something?
Cloud, no rain.
Yeah. It was like the smoke monster in Lost. Never explained.
Yeah. That did irritate me.
I'm just saying.
And like, I invested way more time into Lost than I did to this movie.
Right. But it was kind of that thing. I was like, oh, it's like the smoke monster that you just never explained.
Or the fog.
You just kind of bring in those subtle, you know, just very... Yeah. You know, because it was her like blindfold running, and it's like, oh, the wind and leaves is chasing her. So I'm guessing it's that fear.
The thing, whatever thing is.
Right. And just being like, it would have been cool at the end of the movie if it was just like, you need to learn to not be afraid. Sylvester Stallone comes out, gives a pop, you know, pep talk about not being afraid. Everybody goes like,
punch drunk accent. Like, it's the only way that I can refer to the way that he speaks is an accent, even though it's not. It's just. Right. you know, CTE.
But some kind of like motivational thing about being afraid at the end. And talk about mental, and it just didn't. It just fell flat in the credits.
They had an opportunity to put a bow on it, and it just chose not to.
It would have been cool and really, you know, at the end, just put like, hey, suicide awareness hotline. Yeah,
something like that. Like actually bring that conversation.
It would have just been really, really cool, and it fell flat for me. So,
fair enough.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. We're done for today. Yeah, we're going to mix it up, do one of these every now and again, and we've got some pretty cool new stuff.
Yeah, if you guys see any Netflix movies or
that you think we need to see, you know.
Let us know.
We can make that happen.
But yeah, all of our other cool stuff, and we got
we got some interesting YouTube. New stuff coming up. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the live stream on Facebook, and then the not live stream is for you YouTube people.
Yes.
So please appreciate all of you.
Like that one.
Comment, share,
please
subscribe.
So
I know we're asking a lot, but we really do appreciate all the support we've gotten so far. And we are greatly looking forward to some new stuff that we'll be able to bring out
in the
next couple of months.
Yeah, and we're able to do more on the YouTube page than
Yep.
You know, the live stuff. And so, yeah, it's good stuff. Stay tuned.
Until next time. He's Tucker.
He's Beard.
Peace.